Sechel Asher and Parabeis Mishnah Gimel Beis Brecha Achas Dahira Ba'achas Tameh. If there are two pools of water inside a house, one pool of water holds water that is tar, and the other pool of water holds water that is tameh. As a pool of water that is tameh has Mayim Shuvim has drawn water in that pool, and Mayim Shuvim could become tameh, while the pool of water that has the tar water holds spring water. Spring water cannot become tameh. Hamizia karov litmeya tameh karov litahira tar. The moisture that is found in the house near the pool of water that holds the tummy water, that moisture would be tummy. And that moisture comes from the water, that was tummy. But the moisture that is down in the house, near the pool of water that holds the tar water, that moisture would be tar, since it comes from the pool of water, that was tar. Machta la machta tummy. If you find moisture in the house that is midway between the pool of water that holds the tummy water and the pool of water that holds the tar water, that moisture would be tummy, and that moisture comes from both pools. So since some of that moisture comes from the pool of water that was tameh, the moisture would be tameh. Barzol tameh, shaballo and barzol tar. Somebody who takes iron that is tameh and mixes it with iron that is tar. And for that mixture, he makes a kli. And the din is that if you make a kli from barzol that is tameh, the kli would be tameh. Now, raw iron would not be makabel tuma. Metal is not makabel tuma unless it was made into a kli. So therefore, this barzol that is tameh came from a kli that was tummy and then melted down. Now, min haTorah, once you melt down the kli, the iron is no longer tummy, but the Rabbanim were guys that the iron would be tummy even after you melt it down. And when you make that iron into a new kli, that new kli would be tummy, since the iron was tummy even after you melted it down, as the iron had come from a kli that was tummy. Now, if you mix the iron that is tummy with iron that is tar, and you make a new kli out of it, and rov min haTameh tummy, then rov min haTahor tar. If most of the iron that was used to make the new kli comes from the iron that was tameh, that new kli would be tameh. But if most of the iron that was used to make the new kli comes from the iron that was tar, the new kli would be tar. Mechta le mechta tameh. If half of the iron comes from the barzol tameh and half the iron comes from the barzol tar, the kli that is made from that barzol would be tameh. Gisterios she yisrael v'akum matilin l'toichem. Gisterios is a kli that is used to urinate in. And both Jewish people and Goyim were urinating in that kli. And the urine that comes from Goyim is tameh, as the Rabbanim were geyser, that a guy has a din like a zav, and the bodily fluid of a zav is tameh. Imrov min haTameh tameh, the imrov min haTahor tar. If most of the urine in this kli comes from the tameh, comes from the gut, where the din like a zav, and his urine is tameh. So in such a case, the urine is tameh, but if most of the urine comes from the tar, comes from Yisrael, with bodily fluid is tar, in such a case, the urine in the kli would be tar, since most of it comes from Yisrael. Mechta la mechta tameh. If the urine that is found in the kli, half of it comes from Yisrael and half comes from a guy, in such a case, it would be tameh. Mei shvichai sheyardu aleihem mei gishamim. Wastewater that was poured out of a house, and then it rained, and the rain fell into the wastewater. And this wastewater we assume is tameh. And the rainwater is tar. And the rainwater got mixed in with the wastewater. Imrov min haTameh tameh. Then rov min haTahor tar. If most of the water comes from the wastewater, which is tameh, then the water would be tameh. But if most of the water comes from the rain, which is tar, then it would be tar. Mechza la mechza tameh. If it's half wastewater and half rainwater, then the mixture would be tameh. Amesai bizman shekadmu mei shvichos. When do we say that if most of the water is rainwater, that it would be tar, that if the wastewater came before the rainwater, that the wastewater was poured out of the house and then it rained on it, and the rain got mixed in with the wastewater. In such a case, if most of the water is the rainwater, it would be tar. Avo im kadmu me kishamim afilu kol shehen lemei shvichos tamim. But if the rainwater came first, it was already raining, before you poured the wastewater out of the house. When you poured the wastewater out of the house, it immediately got mixed in with the rainwater. In such a case, even if there's only a kol shuhu of the wastewater, a small amount of the wastewater, and a large amount of rainwater, the mixture would be tameh, since the rainwater was first, and when the wastewater, which is tameh, is poured on the rainwater, it causes the rainwater to become tameh, even though there's more rainwater than wastewater. Sechel Asher and Parabeis Mishnah Dalet HaTorah Es Gagel V'HaMechabes Etz Kisusa. Somebody who plasters his roof or washes his clothing. And when he plasters his roof and he mixes water with the plaster, he uses water that is tameh. Or when the person washes clothes He washed his clothes with water that was coming. And the water is dripping from the newly planted root, or dripping from the newly washed clothing. The yardu alayim gishamim. And rain fell and got mixed in with the water that was dripping from the root and the water that was dripping from the clothing. So now we have a mixture of rainwater, which is tar, and water that is tameh. The water that was dripping from the roof or dripping from the clothing is tameh. And rov min ha-tameh tameh, then rov min ha-tar tar. If most of the water is tameh, if most of the water is the water that was dripping from the roof or dripping from the clothing, then the mixture would be tameh. But if most of the water is tar, if most of the water is the rainwater, and only a mi'at of the water is the tameh water that was dripping from the roof or dripping from the clothing, then the mixture would be tar. Mechza lemechza tameh. If half the water is tameh and half the water is tar, then it would be tameh. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, im hosifu l'natin. Rabbi Yehuda said, when do we know that most of the water is the rainwater? If it's dripping much more than it was dripping before it rained. If the water that is dripping from the root or dripping from the clothing is dripping much more frequently than it was dripping before it rained, in such a case, we know that most of the water is the rainwater. The mixture of water has mostly rainwater. And since the rain is causing the roof to drip more furiously, or causing the clothing to drip more furiously, we know that most of the mixture is the rainwater. Obviously, it's raining pretty hard, and most of the mixture is the rainwater. So therefore, in such a case, we would know that it would be tar.